Does anyone have anything that they are willing to share about one thing that they can do to improve their health?
Eat less sweets.
Okay, less sugar. Yeah.
More exercise.
I usually get drink less coffee. Usually that's out there somewhere. Okay. Anything else? No? And then why are you not doing it?
It's only excuses, really.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, there's reasons why. You don't have enough time?
Or? No, it's a lot colder here.
Uh-huh. With the cold?
And it's just, we walk everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I never drove or we use public transportation, but we walk pretty much everywhere.
So the weather is an impediment. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and not having sidewalks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, that could be true. It's dangerous to engage in the form of exercise you normally like.
Yes.
What about the eat less sweets? And why are you not doing that?
It tastes good.
Uh-huh. Instant gratification. Yeah. Wins out. Yeah. So, the main reason I do this activity is for you guys to realize that we need support to change our eating habits. Oftentimes we know what we need to do, but we don't do it. So if you guys are committed to wanting to improve your health, so you don't look like that, then find ways to be supported. That's the purpose of that. And at the end of the lecture, I talk about Justin and Doc. Here, I don't know if you guys know it, but are they still doing free counseling where you go online and you schedule it? Yeah. You guys have access to free counseling. I mean, usually people have to pay $75 an hour or more. So I would encourage you all as students to use the resources that are available to you here and meet with the counselors. You just go on the website, schedule the appointments, get the support you need. Talk with the counselor once a month. Make some kind of commitment to your health and find ways to have accountability. You can even find a partner and make commitments together and check in every 2 weeks. But it does require commitment. That, like I always say, an Olympic athlete doesn't win gold without a coach. So, and that's what I do. I do health counseling, and I work with students. I encourage you to use the resources that are free here. But if you want to work with me, I definitely do stuff for cheap. I really am about the bottom line, which is having you be happy for your whole life so that you can do what you came here to do and not get tripped up with health problems. Okay, number 10 on the list is to be willing to change what you eat. This is really the most important thing on the list. This is the only thing on the list. I'd say a teeny bit of willingness is the fact that you guys are in the room hearing about how you can improve your health. So that is a start. But this quote, I love this book. It's at the bottom of my lecture. It's this huge reference guide. And he says, people in general have become out of touch with nature and possess little instinctual or rational basis for their diet. And as a result, can become emotional about it. Thus, they may defend their diet and resist suggestions for change. Many people in the United States are not familiar with natural foods and do not know how to maintain good health. They eat mainly what is marketed by corporate America. And a perfect example of this, I was driving from South Carolina here up to Atlanta a couple days ago and pulled off and we drove 2 miles in one direction and 2 miles back and could not find a restaurant where I could eat something healthy. Every single, I'm saying there were 50 restaurants. There was Zaxby's, there was Wendy's, there was McDonald's, and you can get salads in these places. So there are healthy choices. You can get a baked potato at Wendy's, but the options are pretty limited in general. In general, in America, it's hard to eat healthy. So you're bucking against the tide if you really want to do it. And why do you want to do it? Certainly your skin looks better. Certainly you have a nice figure. But the reason you want to do it is you have lots of energy. You're very clear-headed. Your moods are not up and down. I mean, the chemicals in foods, the sugar, the caffeine, it produces unhappiness. People think it satisfies them, but it's an illusion. You're not happy. You know, you're just fueling this sort of up-down roller coaster of food. Okay, so number 10 was be willing to change what you're going to eat. Number 9 is avoid sugar. So, and this is like a study. If you eat sugar, you're 3 times more likely to develop colon cancer. I mean, there's a lot of stories. And I like to do how much sugar do we eat. 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. And teenagers do 34 teaspoons of sugar per day. Now, one can of soda has 39 grams. So one of the things you want to do if you care about trying to avoid sugar is recognizing how many grams is a teaspoon. So 4 grams is 1 teaspoon. So if you have a soda and it's 39, it's about 40 grams of sugar. That's 10 teaspoons of sugar in a 12-ounce can of soda. What I recommend trying, if you guys drink soda, is getting a teaspoon of sugar, get white table sugar, and just putting 10 in a cup of water and stirring it up and drinking it. It's like, you cannot imagine, I can't believe they can even fit that much sugar in a can of soda. And this is how much we eat, between 150 and 170 pounds of sugar a year. Do you know how much of that is high fructose corn syrup? How many pounds of high fructose corn syrup do you think the average American consumes in 1 year?
100.
Okay, 100?
I would say all of it.
All of it? So like 150? 100? 150? Anyone? Like 60? About 60 pounds of high fructose corn syrup. Now the thing about high fructose corn syrup, which people don't realize, is it was consumed first. And so the first human being ever ate it in the United States in 1984. That's when it was first put in Coca-Cola. So that's about 25 years. It is a new food. It was never eaten by people before the 80s. And the truth is that it's high fructose corn syrup is like heated and cooled to really extreme temperatures. So my main thing around eating healthy is that you just want to eat more natural products. You want to stay away from the chemicalized food that has like 40 ingredients in it. You want to stay away from stuff that's heated and cooled to extreme temperatures, because when that happens, it creates free radicals and it becomes a substance that is not recognized by the body. So stay away from high fructose corn syrup. But I say that, and thing is, 90% of every product in a typical grocery store all has high fructose corn syrup. Every single packaged food in this vending machine here, it is everywhere. That's what I mean, you are bucking against the tide if you actually want to try and be healthy. So, and the other thing about high fructose corn syrup is it causes belly fat. So that's why you're seeing a lot of people who, younger people, I think in general eat pretty healthy, and then they have a little bit of belly fat. It's a high fructose corn syrup. It's not a naturally occurring sugar. And on my website, the most recent post I did on Halloween was about this article on Yahoo about 57 different types of sugar. But in it, again, this is mass media, it compares high fructose corn syrup to agave nectar. Now, agave nectar is a naturally occurring form of sugar that comes from a cactus. In this article, they're saying, well, it's all a certain amount of sugar, and your body recognizes sugar, and sugar's all the same. Well, it's not the same. You know, if you're talking about a substance that comes naturally from a plant versus something that is weirdly engineered and heated and cooled, I mean, it's almost not really a food. And that's why on my talk, I talk about a food versus a food product. You want to buy food as minimally processed as possible. Like most 99% of the things in the grocery store are food products. It's in a package. But what you really want to eat is food. You know, like vegetables and fruit. I mean, most people don't eat that way. And then on my list, I think, this is the next one. When purchasing food in a package, aim for 5 ingredients or less. This is the golden rule. Listen, I had a person after my health talk. I thought this was fascinating. All they did was go home in their pantry and throw away everything that had more than 10 ingredients in it. And she came back to me a month later, and she said that she had lost 5 pounds doing nothing. She was in the middle of grad school. And the reason why is a lot of these products, you'd be shocked. If you get like a... especially like the healthier the food, like healthy choice, the more ingredients there are in it, of stuff that you can't pronounce and you don't know what it is. The more ingredients that they say like 40% of your daily energy is taken in digestion. So if you eat something with 40 ingredients like a TV dinner, you think about like an apple, a pear, a broccoli. I mean, if you think of 40 different food ingredients laid out, and then your body has to come up with the different enzymes and vitamins to be able to digest each of those 40 things. It's about simplification for your digestive system. That's why you just want to aim for real food, and then when you're buying food products, you want it to have as few ingredients as possible, and also you want the ingredients to be things that you can pronounce. And these are some examples. This is a perfect example. This ice cream is called Five. It has 5 ingredients in it. And if you want a diet, I don't recommend buying the healthy choice ice cream. I recommend buying stuff that has no weird ingredients in it. Now, if you don't do dairy, have you ever heard of this product called Coconut Bliss? It's made with coconut milk. Some people don't like coconuts, so if you don't like coconut, never mind. But if you do, it is so good. It tastes like real ice cream, and it only has like 3 ingredients in it. It's like coconut milk and then like coconut chunks. Anyway, it's called Coconut Bliss. And of course, it's $5 or $6 for like a pint this size. So of course, you're paying more. Now, the other thing is, people say, oh, everything's really expensive. I say, well, it's all about perspective. Because you may be spending, apparently, more money now, but you're going to save yourself a lot of money in the long run. You can't imagine how much it costs to have type 2 diabetes, the price of insulin shots. You could have bought a lot of health food for that.
What company is that coconut?
The Coconut Bliss? I wish I had pictures of it. It's got a turquoise lid, and it's white.
Can you get it at Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's has a chocolate and a strawberry. It's only $2.99, made from coconut milk. It's great. If they have it, it's often out. But the Coconut Bliss, you're going to get it at Earth Fair for $5.99, you know?
What about like cereal and oatmeal? Like, because you can't, when you buy them at the store.
Right. So again, with cereal is a really good thing. You want to look at the ingredients. So, for example, grape nuts. There's only like 4 ingredients in grape nuts. Another one, Uncle Sam's. There's only like 3 ingredients in Uncle Sam's. So, and if you want it sweeter, just put honey on top or put stevia on top. You don't have to. What you want to do is sweeten things yourself. Always get stuff unsweetened. I keep packets of stevia in my purse. Are you guys familiar with stevia? It's from a plant, and they come in packets now. Just like sweet and low.
But like with cereal, like I just buy like plain, you know, like the plainest of the plain that I can get, like maybe Raisin Bran.
Right.
Or it's just like I heard somewhere that even eating cereal is not so good for you because it's not natural. It's engineered. I mean, like it's manufactured.
It is. You have to think about everything you're eating. Where did it come from? And like, how long has it been in the box? And what did they do to make it? It probably went through all these different processing chains, you know. So you're talking about a grain, and it ends up in a box. So it's just a matter of, again, I think cereal is about making choices. You know, if you're going to have cereal, do you have it with milk? Well, if you're going to do milk, I would do organic. I recommend like coconut milk instead. I definitely recommend avoiding things in a package, and the less carbohydrates, the better. In general, I say eat as much fresh fruits and vegetables as possible and find an appropriate protein. Now, if you can eat whole grains in your diet, most people don't know what whole grains are. Whole grains are, you get barley, you get pearl barley, and you cook it for 40 minutes and you eat it. That is a whole grain. When you see whole grain bread, whole grain this, whole grain that, it's not necessarily whole grain. And then sometimes if it's not cooked, the germ can't be opened for the nutrient content to be released, like flax seeds. If you just eat flax seeds, your body never gets the nutrients. They just go straight through your body. Your body can't break the shell of it. So I think there's a lot of confusion about what it means to eat whole grains. Even like whole wheat flour, it's basically like white flour. But I talk about the difference in grains in my talk. I think this is important. A lot of people don't understand grains. So on my website, I have free talks. I have a link called Free Talks here. And on the Free Talks website, there's a talk that I gave at the University of Georgia titled Everything You Need to Know to Get You Through College. It's a 45-minute talk, and I explain about grains. And it's Free Talks here, Everything Talk, 45 minutes. So that goes into grains, and I would just listen to that. You can fast forward until you hear the part on grains. But in general, I would say you want to minimize bread products. You do.
With the oatmeal.
I say steel-cut oats. Again, you want a whole grain. So what's the spectrum? Steel-cut oats all the way over here, all the way down to quick-cook rolled oats. What you want a whole grain. So if you don't have time, you can get the rolled oats that are the real oats, not the quick cook oats. Right? That takes about 5 to 10 minutes to cook. That's a better choice than the quick cooked, the instant packets that you just add hot water to. You know, but steel cut oats. Has anyone in here eaten steel cut oats before? You have? One, two.
You know. Yeah.
Most people don't even know what they are. You know, they're chewy. I think they're much better than regular oatmeal, but it takes about 30 minutes to cook them on the stovetop. And most people don't want to spend that much time preparing breakfast. What I do is I cook a big pot of them, and then I have them in the fridge for like 4 days. And then I just microwave them.